This year marks the 20th anniversary of the home run race between Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa that captured the attention of a lot of baseball fans, and even people not interested in baseball. WBUR commentator Bill Littlefield is a little surprised to hear what McGwire has to say about those days today.
Mark McGwire's contention that he didn't need steroids to hit 70 home runs is fascinating. There's no way to tell whether he's right, but what's intriguing is that this week, 20 years after the season during which he and Sammy Sosa battled each other daily for the home run record, McGwire feels he has to comment on the issue. "I just know," he told reporter Jason Stark, "I did take PEDs and I regretted it. I didn't need to. That's the thing. For me, the thing isn't whether or not Mark McGwire could have hit 70 home runs without chemical help. The thing is that although he told a congressional committee in 2005, I'm not here to discuss the past, now that's what he's doing. Maybe at 54, white-bearded and 17 years beyond his playing days, he's thinking wistfully about whether he'll ever be welcomed into the Hall of Fame, trying to provide 75% of the baseball writers with a reason to vote for him. Hey, he'd have been a record-breaking home run hitter without the juice. He said it himself." Or maybe there's a little Joe DiMaggio in Mark McGwire. Jolton Joe, famous for his grace on the field and for allegedly never making a mistake during a game, was a magnificent ball player, and he never wanted anybody to forget it. Throughout his retirement, he was in demand at all sorts of events and celebrations, and he always insisted that he should be introduced as the greatest living ball player. Why? DiMaggio was great, but perhaps the older he got, the more necessary it became for him to assert that he was more than great, that he was the greatest living ball player. That's a distinction to be argued about rather than bestowed, I think. I mean, Willie Mays. But the point is that DiMaggio required the designation as validation. Perhaps today Mark McGwire requires the same sort of affirmation. Yes, I use steroids, but I should be remembered as a guy who could have hit 70 home runs in a season without them. By most accounts, Joe DiMaggio in retirement was a suspicious, vindictive, unhappy man. I hope that's not true of Mark McGwire, and I hope it won't bother him to learn that at the beginning of the 2018 baseball season, most people probably don't care whether he could have hit all those home runs on his own.